Plattsburgh City Councilor Democrat Tim Carpenter and Plattsburgh High School teacher Conservative Karen Bisso are challenging incumbent Republican Janet Dupree in the newly redrawn 115th Assembly District. The League of Women Voters and Mountain Lake PBS-sponsored debate included a panel of three, and viewer-submitted questions. The candidates were immediately asked how Albany should deal with mandate relief in the wake of the implementation of a statewide 2% tax cap.
Mr. Carpenter, we begin with you.
I kind of wish Albany would follow the same route that they want all the municipalities underneath them to follow and stay with a 2% tax cap.
Mrs. Bisso.
Mandate relief is going to be necessary in the form of Medicaid in order to bring down property taxes.
And Mrs. Dupree.
The governor promised it right after the tax cap was passed. Hasn't happened. If it doesn't soon, then there's going to be drastic cuts in services, and we can't allow that to happen.
All three evaded specifics when asked what provisions should be in the state health care exchange, beginning with incumbent Janet Dupree.
I favor the concept, but I really need to see a bill.
All right, Mr. Carpenter, you're next.
It's a good idea, but we need to do some research and make sure that it's not going to bite us in the butt in the end.
All right, Mrs. Bisso.
Philosophically, I believe that any time the government gets involved in anything, we're in trouble. You know, I seriously question the bill in the first place.
During one exchange, the incumbent appeared to imply that Conservative Karen Bisso's comments over how to accomplish things in Albany were naive.
Mrs. Bisso.
While it's important for us to work together, it's also important to have a good, strong voice for the North Country and to go down and say absolutely not to issues that don't affect them but affect us.
Well, let's talk reality. There's 150 members of the New York State Assembly. 65 Democrats come from the city of New York. New York City wants it. They only need to pick up 11 votes from across the rest of the state. If they plant their feet, there is nothing that's going to move that block of votes.
Although the 115th district has not been directly impacted by hydrofracking, its waste transport could become an issue. All three candidates support the process if it's determined to be environmentally sound.
I really believe the economic value is huge for the state, and if we can find a safe way to do it, I have tremendous respect for Commissioner Joe Martens. He's not going to approve something that he doesn't believe is safe.
Mr. Carpenter.
It's a great economic engine, and I wouldn't mind it. I just want to be sure it's safe.
And Mrs. Bisso?
I also am in favor of hydrofracking as a means of bringing jobs into this state. But I do believe that we need to make sure that it's safe.
A viewer asked if the Regional Economic Development Councils encourage effective regional development plans. Incumbent Republican Janet Dupree said allowing the region to decide its own growth has been a great idea.
I think that having the local volunteers making these decisions has, beyond a shadow of a doubt, been an economic benefit to the North Country.
Thank you, Mr. Carpenter.
It's a little bit early for us to determine whether this was good or bad. Let's give it a year or two to develop, and we'll see if it actually works as good as we think it's going to.
All right, Mr. Carpenter, thank you. Mrs. Bisso.
I believe it's nothing more than a duplication of the Obama failed stimulus plan. I think we have a problem with where we are spending our money.
Audio from the 115th Assembly debate is courtesy of Mountain Lake PBS, where it will be rebroadcast on Sunday, October 21st, and is viewable on their website. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.